This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, I don't want to brag too much about our 60-degree weather here today because my guess is our friend Matt Pauly down in Jupiter, Florida is going to have some better weather than that. But, Matt, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. It's actually really raining right now. It's kind of dreary. So for maybe the first time since I've been here, St. Louis weather might be a little better than it is here.
That's good. Rough job if you can get it, for sure, man. How are things going down there?
Yeah, I think it's been good. It's been a good vibe down here. Guys are glad to be back playing, you know, doing baseball type things. It was a long off season of not a whole lot happening, and I think everybody was glad to finally be able to get onto a baseball field.
That's true. So tell me about the Cardinals rookie. Is it Weatherholt? Is that his name? Is that how it's pronounced?
Yeah, J.J. Weatherholt. He was the number 7 overall pick in last year's draft out of West Virginia. He could have easily been the overall number 1 pick. He dealt with a little bit of an injury at the end of his collegiate time, and that dropped him a few spots. He is somebody, he's only played about 25 games of professional baseball, but as a college guy, a little bit older, he's a high-end player. We could see him in St. Louis potentially at the end of this year. He hit his first home run yesterday, had a two-hit day yesterday, looks very comfortable out there. So this is a guy that Cardinals fans should, A, be excited about, and be really aware of him because he's going to be on a fast track to the big leagues.
Yeah, is he an outfielder?
He's a natural shortstop. He'll probably end up being a second baseman with the Cardinals because they've got Mason Wynn. So the long-term double play combination for the Cardinals is likely Weatherholt and Wynn.
Huh. All right. Well, it's something to watch out for then. You know, I watch basically up here in social media as people complaining about the lack of additions to the team for this year. I mean, is that something that's been discussed down there?
Yeah, absolutely. They're not trying to run away from it. They didn't sign a major league free agent, and they only acquired one player in the offseason who's on the 40-man roster, and it's a guy that's not even guaranteed to be on the big league roster in Michael Hellman. So we knew it was going to look somewhat like that when the season came to an end last year and they did that press conference and they said they were going to reduce payroll. They did that with not bringing back Paul Goldschmidt and not picking up the options on Kyle Gibson and Lance Lynn, and we thought they were going to do that by trading away Nolan Arenado. The Arenado trade doesn't happen. I think the team is comfortable enough with where they are from a payroll standpoint, but they do want to give younger players an opportunity. So it's disappointing for Cardinals fans not to have something to really talk about in the offseason, but it's also not something that was unexpected.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, I wondered how, you know, I read a couple stories on Arenado, and, you know, I mean, he's a professional. He's not coming back down there with an attitude. He's just anxious to play baseball, right?
Yeah, and you know, a lot was made of how awkward this situation was going to be, and I don't think it's been awkward at all. He knew that the Cardinals were trying to trade him. They communicated that with him at the end of the season last year. He had a very limited number of teams that he was willing to accept a trade to. One of them was Houston. The Cardinals got a deal done with Houston, and then he said, you know what, on second thought, I actually don't want to be an Astro. So yeah, John Mozeliak can't fly to Los Angeles and go into the Dodgers offices and say, hey, you need to not worry about Max Muncy, your current third baseman. We need you to want Nolan Arenado.
Right.
So, I think everybody understands the situation. Is there still a possibility he gets traded at some point? Yeah, absolutely there's that possibility. But I think each side is moving forward right now like they're going to still be together for at least a while.
Well, the Astros looked pretty good yesterday, didn't they?
They did, although a lot of that run scoring came late in the game. I think the important thing yesterday was Miles Michaelis threw two scoreless innings, and then Tekoa Roby, who's a really interesting prospect, he came over at the trade deadline a couple years ago. He hasn't been able to stay healthy as a starter. They've moved him into a relief role, and he looked just – he had three strikeouts and two no-hit innings yesterday. He's someone contending for a bullpen role. So, you know, the two pitchers that you really wanted to have some success yesterday in Miles Michaelis and Tekoa Roby, each of those guys were able to do that.
Yeah, that's true. Matt Pauly, our guest, he's, of course, a host of a Sports Open Line over at KMOX, and he's down in Jupiter right now watching the Cardinals. I'm not trying to be a – negative here, but I'm looking at some of the stories I've noticed up here. I don't know if it was Channel 4, one of the stories this morning talking about the fact that opening day hasn't sold out, this is getting to be a little bit of concerning, I would think, for the Cardinals, because they've got quite a reputation of, what, 3 million tickets a year sold, generally speaking.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and they did not get to the 3 million last year. They're not planning to get to the 3 million this year. That could obviously change based off the way the team plays. But there is discontent for Cardinals fans with the organization right now. There are a lot. John Mozeliak is not a popular person. Oliver Marmol is not a popular person. And we've hit this point now with a certain, you know, percentage of Cardinals fans, and I don't know if it's a vocal minority or a majority. Like, I can't really assess what it is, but there are fans who are not going to go to Cardinals games unless the team is really winning or unless those individuals are no longer associated with the team. So I think it's really important from a business perspective for the Cardinals that the team gets off to a nice start this year, because if they get off to a slow start like they did each of the last two seasons, I don't know how they're going to draw people into the ballpark. And it's kind of sad. It's a little bit disappointing. The fans are speaking with their wallets and with their backsides, not sitting in seats at the ballpark. I love it when there's a lot of people at the games. I think that this team can be better than people expect them to be, but that's where this fan base is at right now.
Yeah, interesting. Matt, what's the timeline between now and opening day?
Yeah, so you know they just started Grapefruit League games here this past weekend, and we have about 5 weeks until they are actually going to play games that matter. So there's still a lot of time left. You know, this is spring training is long. Spring training is 6 weeks long. So we've got a while still until they are playing games inside of Busch Stadium.
That's true. Hey, Matt, listen, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, we'll talk soon. Matt Pauly there, live down in Jupiter, and you know I think he's right. I sense the frustration as well. I got to be honest with you. Was it last year, Carl, that we went to the media night, the media days for the Blues?
Yes.
And I listened to the GM get up and basically say that, well, this could be a rebuilding year. Not in as many words. And you're kind of thinking, you're sitting in the audience, that's not good.
No.
what that's telegraphing is, we're not going to take any of the cash that we're making and go buy any players that might make an impact because we're trying to rebuild for the season. And if you're, I don't know, if you're a hardworking man or woman who makes it your pay and you bring it home and you got to buy tickets to a Cardinals game and then go spend $20 for a beer and a hot dog while you're down there each, $20 each, it seems like. That's an expensive day. If you're going to dedicate those kind of resources to the game, you want to know they're going to give you something back. I don't know. I can see where that attitude is coming from a little bit. Even if you're a diehard Cardinals fan, you're angry because you want to see the team trying to improve. Maybe like Matt Pauly just said, you got 5 weeks left. This team has a potential to be better than you think. So let's wait and see what happens. Maybe that rookie, Wetterholt, who hit his first home run yesterday, will jump to the forefront. You never know. Could be another Albert Pujols down there.
You
in spring
gotta
training.
Play the games, Mark.
You gotta play them.
You can't. You do not want on paper.
Nope. Not at all.
Get more at 971talk.com.